All right, we'll call this meeting to order. We'll ask Ren Abbott if he wouldn't mind saying our invocation, and then I'll take the Pledge of Allegiance and we'll go from there.
Our Father in Heaven, we are grateful for the opportunity we have to meet this evening as a town board, but town advisory board, and ask you to bless that we can have guidance and strength as we plan for budgets for the town and any other items that may need to be discussed, that we can think what's best for the citizens and make the best decisions for our neighbors and friends. Please help us to work together and find common ground and in unity, and these things we pray for in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. All right, stand.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call. We have here in attendance Vern Pollock, Laren Abbott, and Chad Jensen. We're excusing Casey Anderson and Brian Haviland this evening. They both have daughters in playing volleyball games somewhere. So we do have a quorum, so we'll continue on. It doesn't look like we'll have any public comment. We got nothing on the agenda that...
And that's more so for the larger boards. It's just all of our agendas look the same.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And we have had situations where public comment has happened, but not very often. Approval of minutes for the September 30th, 2020 meeting for possible action. We reviewed those, taking a look at them.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for September 30, 2021.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries to approve the minutes for the September 30th, 2020 meeting. Item 4, approval of the agenda for the October 14th, 2021. If we need to hold, combine, or delete any items, looking at it, it's a pretty simple agenda. I'm not sure if we need any changes to be made.
I'll move that we approve the agenda as it's printed.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We've approved the agenda for October 14th, 2021 without any changes or deletions. Item 5, informational items. I imagine that's...
Transform Clark County?
Yeah, that's the one. So transform Clark County land use plan accurately applies compatible density or intensity conversions from the existing land use categories. We will turn the time over to
Mario Bermudez with Comprehensive Planning. Good evening, everyone. First off, let me apologize for not being out here at the last meeting. It kept on bouncing back and forth between who's going to go. It was supposed to be me, and I dropped the ball.
That's okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Just very quick background. I said it was an hour presentation, so I'm dropping it down about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So Transform Clark County is our effort to update our master plan, which had not been updated since it was first really adopted in 1983, and also update our development code, which is adopted in 2000. So we're undertaking both projects at the same time. Unique opportunity. Most jurisdictions only have the ability to do that. So we started this project in January last year, 2020. The master plan has taken just about a full 2 years. The development code supposed to be, our plan was for next year, almost 3 years, but it probably will be in January or spring of 23 before we get to the adoption of the code. So in the meantime, we've had public meetings, public input on the goals and policies related to the county as a whole and to each individual planning area. What we have today is just the colors and the changes in the map. So here is the current plan land use. This one shows the proposed. I know you can't read it, But basically what we've done, we've changed some the planning names, the categories, and changed the colors. And it's a one-to-one swap for the most part, from one color to another color, or one category name to another category name. So really there's not any changes, any wholesale changes in Barbedale that affects anything. It says it's name changes and color changes. I think that's less than 5 minutes. Unless you have any questions.
So this is just an update on the mapping of density here in Bunkerville. I mean, that's basically what it shows, yes?
That's all it shows.
Land use. Sorry, the land use.
Land use categories.
Okay.
Next month, November 16th, we go to Planning Commission for adoption. And then next day, to the County Commission for their approval, their adoption. Crossing our fingers that it works out that way.
Okay, sounds good.
Do we have any questions?
There's two little red-ish dots on both of these.
Should be commercial, let's see. I guess you have some general commercial designations.
And one of those should have changed from a commercial, because somebody came, I don't remember what it was, before us, and they wanted to make it a residential lot that was commercial, and we're like, well, that's easy for us, because we're not real interested in a lot of commercial over here. So I think one of those is probably...
Well, that probably would have been on the zoning side of things.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. That's a good
thing. So all we're doing is this one-to-one swap.
Gotcha.
We're going to come through probably in 23 and start looking at making parcel-by-parcel changes for each area.
Gotcha, okay.
Is that right there off of Canal Street, on the where Canal and Virgin Street come together?
Right next to the Joneses.
There's just that little, right across from the cemetery. Then the other piece is where Sessions have theirs, little building there?
Well, the one was Virgin Street and Main, the one that they wanted the zone
that's
change.
That's not where that piece is.
Right. So this is not showing parcel by parcel.
Not this on the zoning side of things. Right. So this is just the planned land use.
Gotcha.
So eventually we'll come back out and we'll get things cleaned up.
So it's more of like an area map, like a large chunks, large areas that have different designations.
It's still parcel by parcel.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, there's there's two parts, but there's planning, which is kind of what it says, is what you plan to do. And then zoning is what you probably saw, is what you are doing. Mm-hmm. So they work hand in hand, but they're two different things. And it gets confusing and people get them mixed up. But it is still a parcel by parcel look at the planned land use layer.
Okay. All right. Any other further questions? Okay. Well, we've turned it almost into a 10-minute situation.
Make the drive worthwhile.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming out for that. It doesn't look like we have to take any action on that. It's just for discussion. But thank you for coming out and letting us know what's going on there.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Moving on to item 6, planning and zoning. Doesn't appear that there's any items for planning and zoning. General business. Review and finalize fiscal year budget requests. Take public input regarding the budget requests for possible action. Is this an item that we need to take action on this evening?
Yes, this will be the final meeting on budget requests. Last time we were here, we took out the Parks and Rec category because really everything had been done up to this point as far as the Snippler project. And at this time, you had nothing more that you wanted to add to that.
Okay.
So we kept the RPM where we discussed upgrading the kitchen and the restrooms and the flooring. And then under public works, that just remained the same as it's been.
Absolutely. I like the idea of putting some money into that community center and upgrading it.
I think that's the pressing or the most needed.
Exactly. I'd like to see it used, you know, more than it is, and I think that upgrading it may
encourage that.
More use of it. So I like the ideas that have been presented there. So.
And do you have anything that you would like to add to, or?
I think our pressing idea right now is that the upgrades on that community center. I think that's where we'd like to focus things. That's what everybody else feels like. That's where my feelings lie, at least at this point.
Does our volunteer fire, they get things through different avenues besides our budget request?
I think that's what Brian said last time, was that they're funded through a different avenue.
It's still with the county, and they probably get other funding too, probably grants, I would assume. But it's different funding. Yeah, it's completely separate. Is there something specific at the fire district that they need?
You'd mentioned there's some of the outside sheeting on the building or something was starting to. Someone had mentioned.
Oh, that was, like I was looking at on the.
On the building, fire station. It looked like there was some corrosion happening on the building on the outside sheeting.
Yeah, the metal. Thank you.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Watch, if you go out the old highway, watch for cows.
Yes. Yes. I've seen them twice now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad you guys said that the first time, because when I've been out here many times, just not at night, and when I was driving back, I was like, ooh, there was a cow in the road, actually.
Oh, yeah?
So I listened to you guys, and I drove a little bit slower, and I saw a little shadow and slowed down a little bit more, and definitely was a cow in the road. Yeah.
We've had some people injured pretty badly out there on that highway, so.
Yeah, Brian's been working on me, him, and Marilyn and NDOT on getting flashing cattle signs on the highway to help with that. And it's in the works. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, well, I'll mention this. I'll talk with Brian about this and see if we can reach out to the fire district to talk about the corrosion on the outside of the building.
Sounds good.
It's station 70? Is it 70?
71, isn't it?
71?
I think 71 sounds correct.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to move on anything there with the final budget, fiscal budget year?
I'll make a motion that we have the request as stated in the RPM.
And or even just as written.
As written, that's good.
I'll second that.
Awesome. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I always have to put a date. So December 2nd is the next date. I have to put a date.
Right.
But this should be our last meeting of the year unless a zoning item comes up.
Okay. So the 2nd.
Yeah, we'll either be probably January, but most likely February.
Awesome. Okay. Sounds good. If there's not anything else, any concerns, we will adjourn with a possible date for our next meeting in December. So,
all right.
Okay.
Sounds good.